Blog Talk Radio.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Kings and queens, kings and queens. Welcome to Miller Time Radio. Appreciate y'all locking in with your boy tonight. It's definitely feel inspired today. It's one of those kind of quick shows that I kind of put together because, you know, quite frankly, I've been inspired lately, you know. Inspired to a point where it's one of those things that you can't sleep at night, you know. You kind of toss and turn, you know. You just something on your mind, just something bothering you. You just feel like your purpose, you know, just your purpose in life. Your purpose just hasn't been fulfilled yet, you know. You know, and it's been weird. But first of all, let me start off by saying, man, welcome to Miller Time Radio. I appreciate you guys locking in with me. Now, I'm actually waiting for my co-host, Jelani Fletcher, to kind of tune in and lock on with your boy tonight. It's supposed to be any minute. We're expecting him online. But till we get him on the show, let me just first of all start off the show because I promised myself, when Miller Time Radio did go back on the air, that we would use this show, you know, to definitely, you know, shout out, you know, we lost a soldier, you know, a good black man, great family man, great community man, and a couple of weeks ago, Andre Ross. We lost him a couple of weeks. Definitely want to, you know, definitely send my blessings, you know, to his family, you know, his kids, his wife, and stuff like that. So, you know, just definitely want to acknowledge that and just kind of have a moment of silence. All right. Miller Time Radio. We are 3 minutes into the show, people. If you've been listening, if you've been following Miller Time Radio, we've been on for what, maybe about 2.5 years now, I believe. 2.5 years. We've been, you know, doing a lot of internet shows, just kind of sitting at, you know, at the home of my computer, you know, just trying to, you know, just bring positive story. You know, it's just so much negativity out there and in the world today, and every time you turn on your TV, I just try to, you know, just inspire people to bring, you know, good people on the show, good content, you know, just to inspire people in our community, you know. That was the the number one goal of Military Radio from the beginning. It wasn't, you know, about trying to, you know, find a way to make a quick profit or a get rich quick scheme or anything like that. It was definitely never anything like that. It was always just, you know, just kind of using some of the spare time that I had to do something positive, you know. And I definitely think that it's definitely, you know, it's definitely caught the eyes of people in the community, and definitely it's been received very well, very well, very well. I can actually remember the first time I did a show. I think I had about, 29 listeners first time. Devastated. I thought I'd never pick up a microphone again. 20 up listed. I said, oh, 27. It was probably all my family too. But it's definitely over the last just 2 years, it's been, you know, very inspiring. From the wealth of people that we've had on the show, I definitely want to say thank you to those people, you know, to that has came onto the show, because with that, you know, with the positivity of the show and the great artists that we have on the show, and the educators, the spiritual people, and just people that just, you know, telling about their everyday grind, man, everyday just struggle, man, just to just be successful, or just, you know what I'm saying, or just get to their goals and to their dreams, you know. So that's what Military Radio is about, man. I love the show. I love that the fact that, you know, people enjoy listening to the show, man, and listening to the content, and listening to the maybe some of the, you know, the controversial things that, you know, we talk about on the show, you know, or because I know that I do rub people the wrong way, maybe with some of the Facebook posts and you know, some of the angles that I come at, and sometimes, quite frankly, it definitely upsets people, and it will turn people off. But, you know, I can't help but to get a point across to start a conversation. You know what I'm saying? And I only know one way, you know. Sometimes it'd probably be a little bit eye-catching, a little bit much, but, you know, it's just, you know, what we try to do here at Military Radio, man. We just want to make people feel uncomfortable, quite frankly. What we want to do is not too uncomfortable, because we want you to come back to the show if we really have you on the show, but, you know, just stuff like that. But I'm actually going down my list as I'm sitting here relaxing. You know, I'm sipping on the yak right now, relaxing. You know, how I worked hard today. You know, it's just hard work. As he sips a beer. But anyway, so, you know, I've been so blessed, you know, Military Radio, just with the sheer love of the show. And before, you could only listen to the show. Now, people, I'm so excited to say that Military Radio, we're going to go on to the next level. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm saying that. We're going to the next level. And when I say the next level, which means now, you know, we've linked up with a local DJ, local producer. This guy's been in the radio business for a very long time. Edwin Figueroa, a.k.a. Figs, you know, Studios. You know what I'm saying? Military Radio, man, definitely, you know, some people call it a kind of a merger, you know. It just with his knowledge, you know, of, you know, just the, you know, the audio side of things, the radio, the video, the visuals, and all that type of stuff that, quite frankly, I don't know. I can't, you know, it's all foreign to me. You know, I just know how to show up and be ready to go, prime time, ready to go. And I just want to definitely, you know, I can't say enough, actually, you know, how blessed, you know, Military Radio has been, you know, to get the opportunity, you know, to get the opportunity to you know, get our voice out there, you know. We're going to have, you know, my co-host, Jelani Fletcher, you know, what she was supposed to be on right now. 9 minutes late. I'm You know, he better call. But anyway, still, hey, this is why it's called Mother Time Radio, right? Because we got to expect the unexpected because the show must go on. really. But so anyway, to get back to, you know, Figs, you know, and the studios and the Mother Time Radio merger, you know, we got to actually build in a nice little spot, you know, getting some mics up there, getting some, we're gonna have some visuals. We're gonna stream it. We're gonna Facebook Live the shows. You know, I'm pretty excited about this. This is a big move for Mother Time Radio. You know, not only do you guys get to see the show, you know, and see the angle that we're trying to go with the show. You know, you guys are going to be so excited, you know, just visually being able to see, you know, the great minds that we're trying to have in on the show. You know, we may have a controversial artist on the show or a who knows, an educator. You know, we may have comedians on the show. You know, we want to be able to bring artists on to the show, doing interviews, you know, and maybe put you through I haven't come up with a name with it, where we drop three beats and we get people to freestyle just to kind of get people an outlet to show their skills, to show their talents. You know, we plan on having motivational speakers as well come on to the show. You know, we know today in today's society, you know, a lot of people are down and out, man. A lot of people are depressed, man. Just sometimes people just need a good word, man, a good pick me up, just to, you know what I'm saying, just to, you know, just go on about life. You know, it's just, you know, it's hard out there. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely gonna, you know, also we're gonna have a lot of spiritual people come on to the show. You know, to give us a history lesson in African spirituality. You know, we're gonna do things like that on the show. You know. Last time I believe we had on the show, we had a professional marriage counselor on Mother Time Radio. All right, so you know, giving out a free advice. So we don't want to be classified as a hip hop show or such and such show. We want to be a variety show here on Mother Time Radio. You know, we want to touch everybody. We want to get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. And obviously, you know, it's Mother Time, so, you know, it's got to be original. It can't be fake. It can't be, you know, I can't do fake. I can only do one way. We got to do it real, you know. We got to do it real on the show. So getting back to the merger with my boy Figs is he's actually giving Mother Time Radio, you know, a chance to you know, take the show to the next level. You know, he called me up. He said, "Listen, I got this idea. I got this idea. Roll with me, okay?" You know, he starts throwing these ideas out. Listen, we come to check the studio out. Listen, we can do this, and you know, my eyes open up like two trains coming, you know, and you saw the potential of, he saw the potential and where, you know, where we want to take this show possibly and what we're trying to do, you know. So shout out to studios, man. Mother Time Radio, man, we trying to take it definitely to the next level. And I appreciate you guys' support and you guys, you know, the people growing with the show. There's been a lot of bloopers and and slip-ups and, you know, people getting hung up on. The show, I remember the computer shutting down on me in the middle of a show. And, you know, there's been a lot of trying times, and we've been learning. And, you know, I just appreciate everybody just growing with me, man, growing with me and just watching, you know, the whole maturation process of just, you know, because like I said, I'm no genius. I ain't go to journalism school or nothing like that or anything. You know, I'm shit. I'm learning on the go. I'm just trying to show, you know, just to let a little bit of the personality go. But, you know, I just been very excited for the show. But hold on, I got somebody on the line right now. I'm going to bring in Mother Time Radio. I don't quite know who this is, but the last four digits of your number is 0888 on Mother Time Radio. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
Mr. Miller, this is William Dwayne.
William Dwayne, welcome to Miller Time Radio, sir. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am doing all right. Hey, listen, I know you're not in Connecticut now. Where are you? You in, like, North Carolina somewhere.
Yes, sir, North Carolina.
Yeah. How was that hurricane out there? You guys, how was that? Did it catch you guys bad out there or what?
Man, I could have dumped more water outside with a bottle of water. We didn't have nothing here.
True. Well, we all right over here, man. We just got a little rain. We just got a little windy. It ain't nothing serious, man. Listen, man, tell them people I appreciate you, you know, listening to the show, man. And through what you heard me basically, you know, since you've been listening, you know, what do you get about, you know, the show on Miller Time Radio? You think what we're trying to do here? Any suggestions? Have you even listened to any past shows?
I have. I've caught about 3 or 4 of them now. I heard some of the bloopers you were just talking about. But there's one thing I'm going to say, man. It's for real. It's really you, and it's you trying to reach out to people and trying to get people help and trying to get people word. And that's one of the reasons why I tune in. You know what I mean? You don't fake nobody. You ain't never lied to nobody. So I just try to tune in, see who you're going to bring on, see who's going to bring some inspiration to our life, whether it's going to be through the Lord or whether it's going to be through somebody who we came up with or just a friend of ours who might be able to bring us to another level. So everybody's inspiring. You just have to see something in them.
Yo, man, that's what the show is about, and that's what we try to do here, man. Like I said, I ain't go to college for this or nothing like that. It's kind of, I'm kind of sitting on the laptop going through there. That's why I'm just so glad that, you know, I'm going to be able to go do my show now. We'll be able to go do some. If you guys seen like Shade 4-5 or kind of like the 107, you know, Hot 97, and kind of those shows visually where you can be able to listen to it. So that's what we're going to go with the show, man. We'll have some dope guests, hopefully some great musical guests as well. And, you know, and hopefully we're just going to grow, man, one thing at a time, man, and just, you know, just hopefully, you know, the people will receive it well, and we'll see where it goes, man.
Definitely. I'll be here to support you. I'm going to keep on listening. I ain't going to give up. And just know that there's people out there that care to want to hear you. So keep moving. Keep living, keep striving.
Show, man, I appreciate that. God bless the sister Wayne. And listen, people, that was all the way down from North Carolina right there. See, that's that NC love out there. That, you know, just that, man, that definitely, you know, gives me, you know, just a little extra, a little pep in my step, you know, to just keep on keeping on, man. So definitely, what are we, about 13 minutes into the show? I actually just want to do something really quick anyways. So we're about to probably wrap the show up in a little bit. I just definitely wanted to kind of wrap up the show with, you know, pretty much what to expect going forward with the show. You know what I'm saying? We're getting ready to move down into New London. You know, we're going to start, I believe our first show is going to be Thursday. We're going to have Tariko Satterfield. I'm so excited about this freaking show. And if you guys know who Tariko Satterfield is, he is the entrepreneur, Real Life Empire CEO, who is trying to purchase the old YMCA building in Norwich, Connecticut. Now, if you guys drive by the YMCA these days, let me tell you, they're like 15-foot weeds, okay? Cobwebs, that place is a ghost town right now, you know? And trust me, I think they say, what do you mean, about 2.5-3 million? Woo! People, we got to work. We got a lot of work to do. And we're going to have Mr. Satterfield on the show just to kind of talk about his journey, you know, to get to this point, you know, to not give up, and you can keep fighting away to make this happen for the community, you know. So that's Thursday night, man. We're going to pre-record that show. I'm excited about that show. So that's Thursday night, but, you know, you guys won't see it Thursday night. We'll, you know, actually clean it up, edit it, and get it out. The second interview, we will have the great Lou Beasley, you know, definitely they call him the young Diddy Combs of New London. They can match him over Frank Graham's manager, the up-and-coming artist in New London. Hopefully. I'm going to try my hardest to see if I can get Frank Graham to just come into the studio and just give me something. Just give me a quick 16 real quick, That's all just comes to the studio. Frank, matter of fact, Frank, if you listen, okay, come down to the studio. I heard y'all studio ain't too far. Come down and get your boy Miller Time 16, man, and get, bless the show right, man. That would be a blessing, definitely. So I'm excited about those two shows, people. You know, that's what we got going forward. And then, you know, we'll get that rolling, and then we'll have more of a schedule, you know, a time every day or a certain day where, okay, tune in, we'll have links up. You know, we'll have all that information. But I just want to say, man, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate, you know, the people out there, man. I definitely do. We're going to keep keeping on. I'm sorry that I let y'all wait for so long to see what, you know, with the show. But, you know, sometimes you just got to fall back for a little bit, you know, just kind of get re-energized. And, you know, I feel like I feel stronger, you know, not in a sense of, you know, just strong, you know, physically, you know, spiritually, it's to my mind, man. Just, you know, I feel like I'm at a better place right now. And, you know, I just feel like this is the right time, you know, right time to make history. You know, same Miller Time Radio, you know, studios Thursday. We're about to take it to the next level. I appreciate y'all, man. We're about to wrap up the show anyways. I'm a little disappointed, you know, because I was supposed to have my co-host here on the show tonight. But it's all right. That's all right. I'll dig into his shorts later on. But listen, we still had a great show anyway. That's why it's Miller Time Radio, you know. But we're going to leave y'all. Well, hold on. Let's send an applause out real fast. To me, you know, Miller Time Radio, I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, for just going out there, we're gonna do a good job and put some good stuff show out there, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. We coming. I appreciate y'all locking in with your boy, people. Miller Time Radio, we are out. But stay tuned for what we got planned. We got big plans, baby. We out, Miller Time.
I never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what stuff did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can't handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. The relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Yeah. Second. It's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky right. During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having? You work at annually. Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. It's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop. And I catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to. Thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's...
inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap goes, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. First it was nasty, but times have changed. Actually now I'm the artist, but hardcore my signs for pain. I spent time in the game, kept my mind on fame. Saw fiends shoot up and do lines of cocaine. Saw my close friend shot, flatlining my fame. That depends, carry Mac-10s to practice my aim. On rooftops, tape CD covers the trees. Line a barrel up with your weak picture and squeeze. Street scriptures for lost souls in the crossroads. To the corner thugs hustling for cars that cost dough. To the big dogs living large, taking it light. Pushing big toys, getting nice, join your life is what you make it. Suicide, few tried to take it. Bill tied around their neck and jail cells naked. Heaven and hell, rap legend, presence and self. And of course, NAS are the letters that spell.
Life or death, I'm a rapper.
Earth, wind, and fire, rims and tires, bulletproof glass inside is the realest driver. Planets in orbit, line them up with the stars. Tarot cards, you can see the Pharaoh Nas. Iron Mike, Messiah type, before the Christ, after the death, the last one left. Let my cash invest in stock, came a long way from blasting. Text on blocks, went from...
Middle Time Radio. One love. We out.